When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
One of Broadway's great optimistic power songs, sung so gently and so optimistically by Barbra Streisand. Tomorrow, of course, from Annie. Hello, this is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the 2017 Hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, it is January. It is the beginning of a new year. It is actually the beginning of our sixth year on the air here. Well, how interesting is that? Broadway to Main Street, can you believe it? Starting its sixth year. But it's an interesting time. It's the middle of January. We're about to have rather large political changes in our country. The news isn't often terribly good. So I thought today we would turn to that most optimistic of art forms, the American musical, and listen to some songs of hope and glory, that being a pun or I guess a gloss on the great British anthem, Land of Hope and Glory. But the American musical is certainly a landscape of hope and glory. And I thought today, in the middle of January, as we're facing the days ahead, there might be songs that might help you put on a happy face or put on your Sunday clothes or generally turn frowns upside down. You know what I'm talking about. Well, very early on, Jerome Kern and Otter Harbach wrote a song for a musical called Zip Goes a Million, and that was transformed into a show called Sally. And one of the great anthems that led, as it were, the Cinderella story, also a great part of the American musical, into the 20th century was a song called Look for the Silver Lining. And it was sung many years later by Judy Garland for MGM. Here is one of the great songs of hope from the American musical.
As I wash my dishes, I'll be following a plan till I see the brightness in every pot and pan. I am sure this point of view will ease the daily grind, so I'll keep repeating in my mind. Look for the silver lining whene'er a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you. Joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life. Da 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 da.
Well, if Judy Garland tells you to look for the silver lining, how can you say her nay? Of course, Judy Garland was one of the most optimistic spirits in popular entertainment, and we all know that song Over the Rainbow, which may be one of the great anthems to hope and aspiration. We're not going to hear that, however. We're going to hear two other songs with rainbows in them, rainbows like dreams, being one of the great metaphors for hope and expectation in popular song and Broadway musical, Hollywood musical. Here is Al Jolson, one of my favorites, with a rainbow round his shoulder.
I'm happy, so happy, walking on air. The why and the wherefore is someone I care for. I'm yelling, I'm telling folks everywhere, I know that she loves me, so what do I care? There's a rainbow round my shoulder and a sky of blue above. Oh, the sunshine bright, the world's all right, 'cause I'm in love. the rainbow round my shoulder, and it fits me like a glove. Let it blow and storm, I'll be warm, cause I'm in love. Hallelujah, how the folks will stare when they see that great big solitaire that my little sugar baby is going away. Yes, sir, there's a rainbow round my shoulder and a sky of blue above, and I'm shouting so the world will know that I'm in love. Rainbow round my shoulder and a sky of blue above. Oh, the sunshine's bright, the world's all right, cause I'm in love. There's a rainbow round my shoulder and it fits me like a glove. Let it blow and storm, I'll be warm, cause I'm in love. Hallelujah, how the folks will stare when they see that great big solitaire. Got my little sugar, my baby is going away. Yes, sir, there's a rainbow round my shoulder and a sky of blue above, and I'm shouting so the world will know that I'm in love.
Well, sir, in Glacamora, where we come from, there's an old legend. You'll never grow old, you'll never grow poor, if you look to the rainbow beyond the next moor.
That's a lovely legend. I wonder who thought it up.
Me father. On the day I was born, said my father, said he, I've an elegant legacy waiting for ye. 'Tis a rhyme for your lip and a song for your heart, to sing it whenever the world falls apart. Look, look, look to the rainbow. Follow it over the hill and stream. Look, look, look to the rainbow. Follow the fellow who follows a dream. 'Twas a sumptuous gift to bequeath to a child. Oh, the lure of that song kept her feet running wild. For you'll never grow old and you'll never stand still with whipper singing beyond the next hill. Look, look, look to the rainbow. Follow it over the hill and stream. Look, look, look to the rainbow. Follow the fellow follows a dream. So I bundled me heart and I roamed the world free, to the east with the lark, to the west with the sea. And I searched all the earth and I scanned all the skies, but I found it at last in my own true love's eyes. Look, look, look to the rainbow. Follow it over the hill and stream. Look, look, look to the rainbow. Follow the fellow follows a dream.
Follow the fellow. Follow the fellow.
That rainbow, of course, is courtesy of Finian's Rainbow. That was the lovely Melissa Errico singing it from a revival at the Irish Repertory Theater. Melissa was one of our guests in 2016. We devoted a full hour to her and her music. That was something to be hopeful for. We'll have many more live guests and interesting shows coming up in 2017. Finian's Rainbow, of course, was written by Yip Harburg and Burton Lane. It was not their first show together. They had written a couple of songs in Hollywood, and in 1940, they wrote a comeback vehicle for Al Jolson called Hold On to Your Hats, which sounds like it must have been a great, hilarious show. Jolson played a radio Western hero, kind of like the Lone Ranger, and people actually think he's the real thing, and people hire him to fight crime. It sounded like a lot of fun. There was a radio boycott back then on new material late 1940, and so you never really heard songs from it. It was never recorded as an album. Too bad. What a great score. So that's something else to be hopeful for in 2017, that Broadway to Main Street will bring you some rare recordings and give you all this interesting context. Hard to find a recording of our next number. It's a great day's coming mañana from Hold On to Your Hats, but here is Eddie Cantor to give us a little snippet of a great optimistic song by Lane and Harburg.
There's a great day coming mañana with a wonderful, wonderful dream. Everybody we're told will be rolling in gold. We'll be out of the doldrums mañana. There'll be cheese and pretzels mañana. There'll be strawberries floating in green. We'll be singing a strain of a happy refrain, for we're launching a rainbow mañana. We'll have a high time, high in the sky time. So come on, neighbors, and pick your plum. There's a great day coming mañana, and mañana's sure to come.
Skies will be bluer, heads will be bluer.
Your tires newer and things will hum. There's a great day coming mañana,
and mañana.
Eddie Cantor with a Harburg Lane song. Do you think that when they do Annie in Latin countries, the big number is mañana? Well, they got ahead of the game, didn't they, back in 1940. This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're looking at songs of hope and glory, songs that accentuate the positive, and as they used to say, boy, do we need it now, right? Well, if anybody was optimistic in the musical theater songwriting world, it was Oscar Hammerstein, the man who gave us You'll Never Walk Alone, Climb Every Mountain, you name it. Here is the optimist's anthem. And here is Florence Henderson, who we lost in 2016, but again, we remember her fondly and hopefully with Nellie Forbush's first number from South Pacific.
They call me a cock-eyed optimist, immature and incurably green. I have heard people rant and rave and bellow that we're done and we might as well be dead. But I'm only a cock-eyed optimist, and I can't get it into my head. I hear the human race is falling on its face and hasn't very far to go. But every whippoorwill is selling me a bill and telling me it just ain't so. I could say life is just a bowl of jello and appear more intelligent and smart, but I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope, and I can't get it.
From from South Pacific, of course, Florence Henderson. We remember her well. I'll remember her. The last number that Jose Ferrer had in The Girl Who Came to Supper about Florence Henderson's character. Well, I don't mean to say this in a snarky way, but I would love to see Jerry Herman's closet. He has written more optimistic songs than practically anybody in the American musical, certainly since World War II. And a lot of his songs have to deal with what happens when you get dressed up and you put on your best foot forward and the clothes that make you feel better. And here are two songs about that, two songs about transformation, a way of looking optimistically into the future by rummaging around and putting on your best. We'll start with the film version of Hello, Dolly, Michael Crawford and Barbara Streisand putting on their Sunday clothes.
Out there, there's a world outside of Yonkers, way out there beyond this hick town, Barnaby. There's a slick town, Barnaby. Out there, full of shine and full of sparkle. Close your eyes and see it. Listen, Barnaby. Listen, Barnaby. Put on your Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there. Get out the brilliantine and dime cigars. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air. Girls in white in a perfume night with the lights as bright as the stars. Put on your Sunday clothes, we're gonna ride through town in one of those new horse-drawn open cars. We'll see the shows at Delmonico's, and we'll close the town in a whirl, and we won't come home until we kiss a girl.
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Strut down the street and have your picture took. Dressed like a dream, your spirits seem to turn about. That Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look. Beneath your parasol, the world is all a smile that makes you feel brand new down to your toes. Your feathers, your patent leathers, your beads and buckles and bows. Oh, there's no blue Monday in your Sunday. No Monday in your Sunday, no Monday in your Sunday clothes.
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Strut down the street and have your picture took. Just like a dream, your spirits seem to turn about. That Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look. Beneath your parasol, the world is all a smile that makes you feel brand new down to your toes. Get out your feathers, your patent leathers, your beads and buckles and bows. For there's no blue Monday in your Sunday clothes.
Ermengarde, keep smiling. No man wants a little ninny. Ambrose, do a turn. Let me see. Mr. Hackle, Mr. Tucker, don't forget Irene and Minnie. Just forget you ever heard a word from me.
All aboard! Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there. Put on your silk cravat and patent shoes. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air.
To town we'll trip to a smoky spot where the girls are hot as a view.
Put on your silk hat.
Once again, I'm a little depressed by the tired, old face that I see. Once again, it is time to be someone who's anyone other than me. With a rare combination of girlish excitement and manly restraint, I position my precious assortment of powders and pencils and paint. So whenever I feel that my place in the world is beginning to crash, I apply one great stroke of mascara to my rather limp upper lash. And I can cope again. Good God. There's hope again. When life is a real bitch again, and my old sense of humor has up and gone, it's time for the big switch again. I put a little more mascara on. When I count my crow's feet again, and tire of this perpetual marathon, I put down the junk seat again, and put a little more mascara on, and everything sparkle dust, bugle beads, ostrich plumes. When it's a beaded lash that you look through, 'cause when I feel glamorous and elegant and beautiful, the world that I'm looking at's beautiful too. When my little road has a few bumps again, and I need something level to lean upon, I put on my sling pumps again, and wham! This ugly duckling is a swan. So when my spirit starts to sag, I hustle out my highest dragon, put on it all, not with gold on. Everything's ankle straps, Marabou, Shalimar. It's worth sucking in my gut, curdling my rear. 'Cause everything's ravishing and sensual and fabulous when Albany's tucked away and sad.
Gaza is here. Oh, bonsoir. When everything slides down the old tubes again, and when my self-esteem has begun to drift, I strap on my fake boobs again and literally give myself a lift. So when it's cold and when it's bleak, I simply rouge the other cheek. For I can face another day in slip-on satin lingerie to make depression disappear. Screw some rhinestones on my ear. Put my necklace and tiara and a little more mascara.
Douglas Hodge from the recent revival of La Cage aux Folles, a Tony-winning performance. Jerry Herman, putting a little more mascara on. That's what we do sometimes when we feel blue. We just transform ourselves. Why not? The great British actor Alec McCowan used to say that his dad told him whenever he felt blue to treat himself to a nice dinner. I think that's a nice idea. Well, we're treating you to an hour of Broadway's most optimistic material. Today's show is called Songs of Hope and Glory, because some of you may be in a point in mid-January here where there's a lot of transitions going on, and you're looking for something to hold on to for the future. Well, glory is part of what we're looking at. There are political musicals, of course, on Broadway, in which people not only look for a brighter future for themselves, but for the people they represent, for their ideals, and for their country. And here are two wonderful anthems in that regard from different times and different places. First, of course, from the 18th century, John Adams from 1776. And then we'll hear a more, radical viewpoint down in Latin America from Kiss of the Spider Woman. But first, William Daniels with A Vision for the Future.
Is anybody there? Does anybody care? Does anybody see what I see? They want me to quit. They say, John, give up the fight. Still to England I say, good night, forever good night. For I have crossed the Rubicon. Let the bridge be burned behind me. Come what may, come what may. Come England! The croakers all say we'll rue the day. They'll be held to pay in fiery purgatory. Through all the gloom, through all the gloom, I can see the rays of ravishing light and glory. Is anybody there? Does anybody care? Does anybody see what I see? I see fireworks. The pageant and pomp in the rain. I hear the bells ringing out. I hear the cannons roar. I see Americans, all Americans, free forevermore. Quiet, how quiet the chamber is. How silent the chamber is. Is anybody there?
does anybody care? Does anybody see what I see?
I guess I have a movie too, Molina.
I hope you do, my friend.
Only, there's no part in it for your Aurora. There's no singing, no dancing, no pretty costumes. Just the truth.
It was made out of mud and pieces of tin and boxes nailed together. Cardboard boxes, my castle, my home. And we slept on the floor, my sister and I, with gunny sacks for our pillows. Coughing, hungry, cozy, my home. And every Sunday on our knees, we would thank the Lord for his bountiful blessings. And our mother poured soup into little cracked bowls as she spoke of something better. Beefsteak, maybe someday. My home. And that lady had eyes that were empty and cold at the ripe old age of 30. Death came. Welcome to my home. And still that Sunday on our knees, how we thank the Lord for his bountiful blessings. And my sister and I swore the day that we left, there'd be no more children like us. In the filth there, in the heat there, in the smell there. And no more Sundays on our knees would we thank the Lord for his bountiful blessings. So we came to the city and begged for food. Then one April day we heard it, thunder rumbling, one man speaking, thousands singing. Someday we'll be free. I promise you we'll be free. If not tomorrow, then the day after that. And the candles in our hand will illuminate this land. If not tomorrow, then the day after that. And the world that gives us pain, that fills our life with fear, on the day after that, will disappear. And the war we fought to win, I promise you we will win. If not tomorrow, then the day after that. Or the day after that.
I promise you we'll be free, if not tomorrow.
If not tomorrow.
Then the day after that.
Oh, the day after that.
And the candles in our hand will illuminate this land, if not tomorrow.
If not tomorrow.
Then the day after that.
Oh, the day after that.
And the world that gives us pain, that fills our lives with fear,
the day after that.
Brian Stokes Mitchell from the, not the revival, the second company of Kiss of the Spider Woman on Broadway, scored by Kander and Ebb. If you remember the original Kiss of the Spider Woman, of course, the titular character was Cheetah Rivera. So let us segue over to Cheetah Rivera and Shirley MacLaine and Paula Kelly in the film version of Sweet Charity, because optimistically, even dance hall girls can think that there's something better than this.
There's gotta be something better than this. There's gotta be something better to do. And when I find me something better to do, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, get out and do it. There's gotta be some respectable change. There's gotta be something easy to learn. And when I find me something I ever can learn, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, get out and learn it. All these jokers, how I hate them. With their groping, grabbing, clutching, lynching, strangling, handling, fumbling, pinching. Fooey! There's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some good reason to live. And when I find me some kind of life I can live, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, get out, live it!
I got it. I have got it.
What?
I am gonna be a receptionist in one of those glass skyscrapers, 9 to 5. My own typewriter.
Yeah.
And water coolers and office parties. Ooh, and coffee breaks. Wow.
When I sit at my desk on the 41st floor in my copy of a copy of a copy of Dior, I'll receive big tycoons and I'll point to a chair. I'll say, honey, while you're waiting, how would you like to put it down over there?
There's gotta be something better than this. There's gotta be something better to do. And when I find me something better to do, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, get up, do it!
Hey, hey, me too, me too. I'm gonna get out of here and I'm gonna go right to the top. I am gonna be a hat check girl at one of them East Side high class restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, a tray full of cigarettes cost them 60 cents a pack and keep the change. And all those hats coming in, derbies, Hamburgs. Ooh, and that cute little checkered number with the skinny brim and the feather.
Check your hat, sir. Check your coat, sir. Check your vest, sir. Check your pants. Check your socks, sir. Check your shoes, sir. I can hold them while you dance. Check your eyes, sir. Check your ears, sir. Check and see if you are free. How about it? After hours, I'll check you. And you check me.
Me too, me too. I'm gonna get out too.
But baby, what can you do?
I don't know. Just get me out of here and I'll figure it out later.
There's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some good reason to live.
And when I find me some kind of life I can live,
I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, get out, live it!
Get up! I'm gonna get up! Get out!
wings here to guide you. Now you're on your own. Only me beside you. Still you're not alone. No one is alone. Truly, no one is alone. Sometimes people leave you halfway through the wood. Others may deceive you. You decide what's good. You decide alone. But no one is alone. People make mistakes. Fathers, mothers, people make mistakes. Holding to their own. Thinking they're alone. Honor their mistakes. Everybody makes one another's terrible mistakes. Witches can be right. Giants can be good. You decide what's right. You decide what's good. Just remember, someone is on your side. Someone else is not. While you see your side, maybe you forgot. They are not alone. No one is alone. Hard to see the light now. Just don't let it go. Things will turn out right now. We can make it so. Someone is on your side. No one is alone.
Well, the name Stephen Sondheim doesn't necessarily leap to mind as a composer of hope and optimism, but even in shows like Into the Woods, he shows a way forward of the necessity of sticking together, especially in difficult times. That was Barbara Cook, of course. Well, one thing I would be very optimistic about is if I were in my 90s and still working. The Hollywood Reporter did a great article of about a dozen people who are still working in their 90s, including Cloris Leachman, Don Rickles, Norman Lear, Stan Lee. Here's my personal favorite, Dick Van Dyke, who is going back to a song he sang, he brought to Broadway. He originated 5 decades ago, putting on a happy face for the 21st century. Here is Mr. Dick Van Dyke.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook, stick out that noble chin. Wipe off the full of doubt look, and slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face.
Gray skies are gonna clear up.
Put on a happy face.
Brush off the clouds and cheer up.
Put on a happy face. And if feeling cross and vicarish, don't sit and whine. Think of banana splits and licorice, and you'll feel fine. I knew a girl so gloomy that she'd never laugh or sing. She wouldn't listen to me, now she's a mean old thing. So spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. Turn that frown upside down. Everyone smile. That's the style. Yeah.
Well, if Dick Van Dyke in his 90s, for Pete's sake, can tell you to turn your frown upside down, that strikes me as a pretty good message. That was him with an a cappella group called the Fantastics. And he just doesn't stop. I read that he's going to be in this, is it a prequel, sequel? I think it's a sequel to Mary Poppins that Disney is putting together with Lin-Manuel Miranda. I mean, and I think Emily Blunt. So we do have a lot to look forward to. Times may seem dark and desperate, but you can always at least turn to Broadway, from Broadway. You can at least turn to our show, Broadway to Main Street, once a week, or you can go to iTunes. You can listen to it 24 hours a day if that's your cup of tea, and turn that frown upside down. In 1937, Rodgers and Hart and Kaufman and Hart, Kaufman and Moss Hart, wrote a musical about Franklin Roosevelt called I'd Rather Be Right. It was a spoof, and George M. Cohan played FDR. It always struck me as fascinating that the greatest writing talents of that era teamed up with the greatest performing talent. And I can't help but think, as many of you may be, about Barack Obama, who I think has been an extraordinary leader for the last 8 years. I always thought if you were going to pick one person to play Barack Obama in a musical, wouldn't that be Brian Stokes Mitchell? Or maybe someday someone will come up with their version of I'd Rather Be Right for Stokes. Anyway, here he is singing a song, maybe the greatest American musical song, about aspiration and hope and glory, about doing the right thing, even though it may be difficult to do so. I hope it's an inspiration to all of you, and I hope that we look forward to 2017 with hope, optimism, glory, and of course, the American musical. Thanks.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star. No matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right, without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest, and the world will be better for this. That one man scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach
untouchable stars. This is my quest, to follow that star. No matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right, without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.